The Consumer Affairs Division has responsibility in the Act to monitor and regulate the price, to ensure that the price which are set by the government, gazetted by the government, that the retailers, the wholesalers, the players in the market are being monitored and it's being administrated to ensure the compliance. So they go out in the fields on a daily basis, check the shops, the persons who are retailing, check the wholesaler to ensure that they comply with the Act. Where they do not comply with the Act, there are penalties. First offense, it ranged from, I think it's $1,500. And second offense, where you're caught breaking the Act, it's $3,000. And beyond that, it's $3,000 upward with a penalty of being in prison. In fact, in the third case, it could go up to $15,000, where you're caught for the third time breaking the Act. So there are some broad guidelines in terms of how we administrate price control goods. That is why we are requesting that the agents, Sol and St. Vincent Motors or Rubis going back, take that loss and bring it to the ministry, bring it to the government. Because for a man who sells 30 bottle, let's be honest, it's difficult for him to do so, but by law he should. And therefore he should sell at that price. And we are requesting of Rubis and Sol that when their retailers sell at the regulated price, that price be taken up by them and passed on to the government. That fall should be taken up by them and passed on to the government. Government will address the matter. The individual can't come because we're not sure. The principal agent must bring it.